Bangkok police arrest 93 in suspected online gambling operation. Police arrested 93 Vietnamese nationals during a raid on a condominium near Rama 9 after uncovering a suspected online gambling operation targeting Vietnamese players. Authorities say the platform handled more than 100 million baht in daily cash flow, raising concerns about cross-border betting networks operating from Thailand. The raid highlights the scale of illegal online gambling infrastructure in Southeast Asia and the growing challenge regulators face in policing digital betting markets. Suspicious activity triggers investigation. The investigation began after police from Makassan Police Station received intelligence about unusual activity inside a condominium complex in Bangkok's Asok Rama 9 district. Officers were alerted that large numbers of foreign nationals appeared to be living and working inside the property under suspicious circumstances. Surveillance revealed dozens of individuals, mostly young Vietnamese nationals, entering and leaving a shared work area on the first floor of the building in rotating shifts. Investigators said the group appeared to operate around the clock, raising further suspicion. The workspace had been screened off with opaque materials, preventing outsiders from seeing inside. Entry and exit were controlled through security staff and a key card system, making the operation difficult for residents or building management to monitor. Police also observed large numbers of laptops, computers, and mobile phones being transported into the premises, along with frequent purchases of SIM cards from a convenience store located within the condominium complex. Residents reportedly complained about unusual activity and raised concerns about safety and disruption within the building. Raid uncovers gambling operation. After gathering evidence, investigators obtained a search warrant from the PHRA Khanong Nua District Court and carried out a coordinated raid. Inside the premises, officers discovered dozens of suspects seated at computer stations and mobile devices. Some individuals attempted to flee when police entered the building, but all were detained during the operation. Authorities said several computers were open on Vietnamese-language gambling websites offering multiple betting options. These included football betting, card games, and other gambling products such as Hi-Lo. Investigators believe the platform primarily targeted customers in Vietnam, with financial transactions processed through Vietnamese banks using mobile banking applications. The scale of the setup suggested a highly organized operation resembling a call center environment rather than a small informal gambling network. Workers recruited for call center-style roles. During initial questioning, suspects told investigators they had been recruited to work in Thailand as part of the online gambling operation. According to police, the workers said they underwent training in Vietnam before traveling to Thailand in mid-February 2026. Their roles varied depending on the operational needs of the platform. Some employees were responsible for communicating with customers, while others handled financial transactions, monitored money flows, or maintained the back-end systems supporting the gambling websites. Police said the group worked in 3 8-hour shifts to keep the operation running continuously throughout the day and night. Investigators added that workers reportedly received salaries of about 30,000 baht per month, with payments transferred into bank accounts in Vietnam. Cross-border network under investigation. Authorities believe the Bangkok operation was only one part of a larger network controlled from outside Thailand. Investigators said communications recovered during the raid linked the group to supervisors and organizers based in Vietnam, who allegedly directed activities remotely. Police estimate that the gambling platform generated more than 100 million baht in daily cash flow, suggesting significant financial activity flowing through the network. All 93 suspects have been charged with involvement in an illegal association and organizing illegal online gambling. Authorities said evidence collected during the raid has been handed to investigators as the case proceeds through legal channels. Thai police also confirmed the investigation will expand to identify the organizers and financial controllers behind the operation, including individuals believed to be directing the network from overseas. Officials say dismantling these cross-border gambling networks remains a priority as authorities work to disrupt illegal betting platforms targeting regional markets.